Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
A federal judge in Boston today hears arguments over whether federal immigration authorities can deport immigrants for past crimes, even if they've received state pardons. The case involves two people who received pardons in Connecticut. Diane Orson reports.
Wayzara Walton came to the U.S. from England when she was 4 years old and lived legally in Connecticut as a permanent resident for most of her life. In her teens and 20s, she had a string of arrests for nonviolent offenses.
Larcenies and conspiracy to commit larceny, stuff like that. Those are really my only charges.
Walton is speaking from an ICE detention center in Boston. She's been fighting a removal order since 2012 on several fronts by filing for a special U visa, submitting a motion to reopen her case, and last year, applying to the state of Connecticut for a pardon for her crimes.
I had to get letters from people, like, saying my character and whatnot. I mean, I get it. I, you know, did the crime, but I also was years ago when I was much younger. I mean, you know, anybody doesn't just get a pardon. You have to be free of crime for a period of time.
And when she first got word that she'd been granted a full and unconditional pardon, Walton says she was thrilled.
I was ecstatic. I was so happy, like, you know, not only for the ICE reasons, but also, you know, getting a better job and being able to better my family.
But the paperwork for the pardon didn't come through till March, one day after she was picked up by ICE.
And then being detained right after that, you know, was devastating. Like, what's going on? Like, why is this happening?
It does surprise me for a number of reasons.
Connecticut Attorney General William Tong.
Number one, because courts, including federal courts, have before considered Connecticut's pardons to be effective with respect to federal immigration purposes. And under federal immigration law, if you receive a full, absolute, and unconditional pardon from your state, you are entitled to an automatic waiver of deportation.
The language of federal immigration law states that pardons must come from a governor or U.S. president. But that's not how pardons work in Connecticut. Here, the governor delegates authority to a board of pardons and paroles, and Tong says it appears that ICE is exercising its discretion in not recognizing the state's pardon process. ICE declined to comment on its policy regarding pardons, but in a statement says that Walton is an unlawfully present citizen of the United Kingdom. Heather Prendergast is an immigration attorney and an elected director on the Board of Governors for the American Immigration Lawyers Association. She points out that Connecticut is not the only state where a board grants pardons. That's how it works in Georgia, too.
I actually reached out to some of my colleagues that practice in Georgia, and they've indicated that, indeed, ICE does honor those pardons. The only difference that I can see, as someone who's not at the agency, is that one state has policies that are arguably very favorable to ICE's position, whereas the other state does not.
And so my question as the Attorney General is, why are you treating Connecticut different than places like Georgia?
Again, William Tong.
I hope that it's not a partisan basis, but it sure feels that way.
Speaking from the Boston detention facility, Wayzara Walton says she doesn't get it.
I don't see what the difference would be in this state. Like, it's America, you know, so I figured every state would follow the same process.
Tuesday's court hearing involves another petitioner from Connecticut facing deportation. He's currently being held in an ICE facility in Alabama, and he has also been granted a full, absolute, and unconditional state pardon. For the New England News Collaborative, I'm Diane Orson.